Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, sir.
All right. We're going to get right at it. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning, as always. And I want to welcome back to the studio my good friend, Pastor Greg Lewis. Is it president?
Yeah, I'm president
of
well, actually, executive director.
Executive director of Souls to the Polls.
I don't know who I am.
and so what are you with the other organization, president?
Well, I'm the founder and executive director of Pastors United, first of all. And then I'm the chairman of the board of Power to the Polls. And executive director. So, you know, we just, I don't know which hat I have on right now, but I think it Souls to the Polls.
You know, man, you're talking to somebody who kind of is in the same kind of situation, situation. From the standpoint that just doing so many different things, man, our community requires, you know, us as servants to just, you can't just do one thing, right?
Yeah.
You just, you know, when you're called to do these different things, it's easy to say, for you and I, it's not easy to say no. But for so many people, it's.
You got to crank it out, man. It's a situation that. You know, the Bible says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And that's certainly the case with, you know, doing advocacy, social justice, you know, truth-telling, those kind of things, and helping young folks, too, you know, like what you do. And you've been doing it for a long time. You know, I've been all through that.
Yeah.
I kind of graduated to older folks, but now I need to get back to young folks because that's our future, and we really are going to have to count on them if we're going to proceed and go further in developing communities all over this city and state and country.
You know, Pastor Lewis, before we get into what we're talking about, I have to respond to what you just said, man. You know, these young people, man, it's heartbreaking, right? I mean, you and I live at a different time, and this was a beautiful place when you and I were young, right?
Yeah, people owned homes, businesses, yeah. You know.
It was,
could sleep with your door open. You could sleep on the porch in the summertime.
When I tell people that, man, they don't believe it. But you and I remember that time. But anyway, let's talk about voting and elections, because it's hard to imagine, man. We're a little more than 30 days out,
yeah,
from what is one of the most critical elections in the entire United States, right here in Milwaukee, which will really be the key,
right,
to who becomes the next governor.
It is.
And who becomes the next United States senator. And I'll tell you, there's more money spent in the gubernatorial campaign in Wisconsin than all the other governor's races in history. I can't believe it, but that's what the truth of the matter is. They spent more money in this election than ever before anywhere else in the country.
And Brother Earl, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, in our community, the money doesn't reach there. You know, there ought to be more resources put into that situation. You know, we get taken for granted by, you know, politicians. And then other politicians, they don't even bother because they know we're not going to, vote for them. Yeah, we're not going to vote for them. That's why you have all the suppression, because they know that. But there's lots of money being spent. And what, you know, amazes me is that, you know, even though we have these issues with our politics, we still muster up votes and we still go out, man. You know, our people are so resilient and, you know, we still participate in the process, even though it may not be enough to show the real power that we possess, but we still participate. And that's amazing just in itself. If you look at all the decades and years, the centuries that, you know, people of color have been mistreated and feel like they're outside of the system, and we still participate, man, that resilience is incredible.
You know, Pastor, do you find it frustrating, or is it more difficult now? When you and I were young, the elders taught us and made sure that our generation knew the importance of voting.
Correct.
Right? I mean, it was easier to get younger people out.
Correct.
To vote. You turned 18 years old. It was no question.
Vote, right.
Yeah. And that you and I and our generation was going to be voting because, number one, our parents demanded it.
Instilled it in us.
Yeah.
And demanded it when it was time. Yeah.
Which is what I did with my sons, because that was expected, right? It was no excuse for you not to go to the polls and vote. That pressure I applied to my children because my parents applied it to me. And so do you find that lacking today, man?
Yes, as you do this work? Certainly. But you know what I'm finding, Brother Earl, is that these young people are starting to wake up because they know that their future is involved in this process. So, you know, we just need to, first of all, connect. And what I mean by that is you got to talk to these people, man.
Yeah, I know.
You just can't just disregard that they exist. And then the other thing, Earl, is these people are brilliant, man. These young people are so smart. They really are. And you couldn't tell because most of them are not getting educated, Earl.
I know.
You know, and that, see, people, they think that intelligence is education. But no, it's two different things. You know, intelligence is the natural ability for you to understand. Education is the ability for you to get the understanding of a system, for you to learn how to react to situations that you live around. And what we have not learned is how to react in situations that we live around. But the intelligence part, man, these people can take information and they can process it in a way that is so amazing that it really astonishes me. But the other thing that astonishes me is when they become numb-brained and don't really think about consequences, and they start playing checkers instead of chess.
Yeah.
They don't look to future.
Well, you know, Pastor Lewis, it's the fact that these young people they live in a technological world, man. I still struggle with technology, right?
Yeah, I do too.
And so, but that's what they've grown up in. And their brains are moving 1,000 miles a second.
Ain't
right?
that something, man?
And so they are taking in information. The problem sometimes is the wrong information.
Right.
And so they are brilliant, as you stated, but we've got to find a way, again, to get them to understand.
It.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, so you think about voting, and which is what we're talking about
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
And if we can't get or explain to these young people and get them to understand the history of it, they really don't care to even participate in it. And the truth of the matter is, it's their future. This is their time, right? You and I and our generation, man, we've had our time. The future belongs to them. Right?
But
we got to get them to understand.
But I'm going to tell you, the one thing the young people understand is that the elephant in the room is the truth.
Yeah.
There's not much truth in our politics anymore.
Right.
People just will say anything. They'll burn up anything. They'll destroy anything just to keep power. And you can't fool these young people. They know nonsense when they see it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be involved in it. They don't want to be a part of it. And our politics have gotten so putrid, so nasty, so evil, that people really are turned off by it. But the fact of the matter is, man, you have to pull yourself together, become strategic, if you will, and start to mobilize in a way that you show your true power.
So let's talk about that and those young people who are 18 years old,
ooh,
19, 20, 21. There's such a large number of them.
Wow.
That if you could tap into them, yeah, if you could tap into them as you move around and mobilize people to vote, always easier to get, you know, the elder generation to come out. That's always easier to do. But the real key to this is trying to get to and mobilize that army, because that army carries the power. And I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican, whoever you are, if you can get that army mobilized,
that's a done deal.
Right. So are they making efforts?
Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, we have an event coming on the 28th of this month, and we call it Hip Hop the Boat, where we're going to have young folks come out and to Red Arrow Park, and we're going to ask them to come out, share, and at some point go over to the Zeidler building and vote early. So it's all just to get attention with young folks.
So hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Pastor Greg Lewis is with me. He's the charge of Souls to the Polls and a whole bunch of other things, but we'll get into that after the break. It's too early in the morning for me to remember. I got to write all that down. But anyway, we'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Amen.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Pastor Greg Lewis, Executive Director of Souls to the Polls, Executive Director of Power to the Polls, Founder and President of Pastors United, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. but anyway, man, let's talk about you. Before we went to break, you talked about a event that you have set up for these young people.
Yeah, and Red Arrow Park on the 28th, we're going to, you know, have entertainment, and we're going to ask them to come out, and we were looking for a major entertainer, and you know, it's kind of that's a long story. So we're going to have these folks come out that young people like, and we're going to have this whole forum of talk, and part of that talk is going to be about voting, and we're going to ask them to leave Red Arrow Park and go over and vote early at the Zeidler Building on Broadway. But the big thing that we're going to do, man, is this Souls to the Polls Sunday. You know, we used to have like three Sundays that we could vote early, man. Now they broke that down to one.
Right.
You know, I guess it was too
successful. Yeah, too successful.
Too
it was.
Successful. So what we're going to do is we're going to storm the early voting site on Sunday, October 30th, and we're going to get about 8 busloads of church folks, ministries coming, and we're going to ask about 416 ministries to send folks who haven't voted early as of the 30th of October, send them to Midtown, and we're going to really crowd that place up and have some organized chaos, letting people know all over the world the energy that we have to make change in our communities all over the country, all over the state, all over the city, and certainly what happens here in Milwaukee is a change agent for the world, man, because if you look at it, as Milwaukee goes, the state goes, and as the state goes, the country goes. If we don't come out and vote on November 8th, well, and early vote and absentee vote, you know, Milwaukee probably will not have a voice in state politics. And if Milwaukee falls, it probably will be a domino effect, because then you look at Minnesota, you look at Michigan, Pennsylvania, and you look at even Illinois, one of the most strongest strongholds here in the Midwest. But if Wisconsin falls, because Milwaukee has been part of, Wisconsin has been a very progressive state in the past. Now, if that change becomes complete, then what is stopping these other states from changing to a more conservative way of thinking? Well, they call it conservative, but that's not really conservative either, Earl. Conservative is one thing, but being mean, nasty, bigoted, racist, and that is another thing.
Well, Wisconsin is still a purple state. And it's frustrating to people that Wisconsin is a purple state. And, you know, a prime example is, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show, the fact that we have the fire department that in this city that is in a, and we'll get to that, a fire department that is in danger because there are no resources. A police department that's in danger because there are no resources for the city because of the problems on the state level. But the only way all those things can change is through voting. There's no other way to change it. You can get mad. You can do like I do, sleep with your fist ball up every night. But it's not going to change anything, right? Wow. But let's get to this, man. Let's
no,
talk.
I wanted to say something about what you just said. We tried to talk to, you know, the now mayor and the mayor who left about doing something about the budget problem that Milwaukee's having. And I kept telling everybody, I said, man, you know, they're trying to tell us that Milwaukee will probably be bankrupt in about 5 years, right? And people aren't listening. And we said, why don't you take that money that's coming from that COVID situation, take $100,000 and do some structured financing, meaning this, take the $100,000 and build it up to about $2 million. They done it in Baltimore, they did it in Philly. Take care of your housing problem, and you can take care of all these other issues that are in community along with that if you got $2 billion. Did I say million? I meant billion.
Yeah.
$1.5 billion. $2 billion, you could do that. And people, you know, now it's starting to the rooster, you
chickens
know,
coming on the roof.
Chickens, yeah.
So let's do this, Pastor.
Yeah,
let's talk about let's talk about the polling sites. That how people find out about where their polling sites are.
Well, you know, the one thing you could really do, and the easiest thing you could do, is go to My Vote Wisconsin. You just Google it. But a lot of people you know, don't have access to computers. But, and then if you have access to computers, you could go to Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. And you can get all the information you need for voting.
So we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You have any questions at all about voting? Now is the time. I'm joined by Pastor Greg Lewis. Again, he's a busy man, wears a lot of different hats. Souls to the Polls, Power to the Polls, founding president of Pastors United. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. To the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Pastor Greg Lewis, again, Executive Director of Souls to the Polls, Executive Director of Power to the Polls, founder and president of Pastors United. Pastor Lewis, let's talk about, what people need when they go to vote. What should they expect? And if these things that you mentioned, if there's something that's going on that's not right, what's the grievance process?
Well, I want to say what's most important right now is you got to know where you go vote, that right. polling place, because those things change.
Yeah, they change.
And it was a big problem the last time we went out to vote.
Why do they change? Why do they change
so
much?
Well, sometimes, they draw the lines different, man. Right. And then,
in legislation.
Yeah, they always draw those lines different. It's called gerrymandering.
Yeah.
And then you have to change your polling place and make sure you get that photo ID. Make sure your address is right, because, listen.
A state photo ID.
A state photo ID. Some people call it a voter ID,
right.
But it's a state photo ID. A driver's license, just a state photo identification card.
So where can you go to get a
motor vehicle, man. Motor vehicle. And when you go to motor vehicle, you got to have your birth certificate and your Social Security card, and make sure you bring other forms of ID to make sure that people know, where you're living at. And if you've got married, sometimes you got to bring your marriage certificate, to make sure that people understand who you are.
Well, they certainly make it, I remember when they first came up with voter ID, and we know the reasons why they came up with voter ID. It wasn't an issue when you and I were young.
Right.
And so they came up with voter ID because too many of the wrong people were voting.
Yeah. I don't.
I'm saying from the standpoint.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying, but it didn't come out right. I'm like,
no.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, but the other part of this is, so when you go, so people understand, especially young people, when you go to the motor vehicle department, a lot of people don't have birth certificates. It costs $30.
Well,
to get a birth certificate.
Plus, older folks may not have birth certificates
ever.
Because they weren't born
right.
in a hospital.
Right.
So yeah, all this is a chess game, Brother Earl. It's 61 forms of suppression that we found so far.
Right.
I mean, 61 obstacles. You know, this whole thing is put together to frustrate folks like what you're talking about. You know, who wants to go spend, you know, time at motor vehicle,
which can be hours.
Then you got to go downtown,
yeah,
which could be more hours. Then, you know, you got to go vote.
Yeah, and people who don't have transportation.
It's a huge obstacle, yeah, transportation.
It is, there is no other way other than for people who don't have any money to have to get that birth certificate. You know, and you need a lot of information in order to get the birth certificate.
And you know, people try to talk about, you know, how easy it is. Well, it may be for you.
Right.
But, you know, for some folks, that's a difficult task.
And they know that.
Yeah. And even to register, Brother Earl, I mean, you got to have internet. You got to see, it used to be where, you know, we used to go down to City Hall. You go in the downstairs area, right, at City Hall, and you become a registrar.
Right.
Then you could help people to register to vote. But now you got to do all that yourself. And it's almost like you need to go to class just to learn how to register, man. But you know what? No matter what, they still can't stop you from registering, and they still can't stop you from voting.
So you can register online.
Yeah, you can register online.
And so when is the last day?
The 19th of October is the last day that you can vote, because they said you can't vote 20 days after an election. I mean, you can't register 20 days after an election and 20 days before. It's all kind of nuanced. Man, it's a crazy situation.
But one that has to be followed,
yeah,
to the T.
You got to overcome it.
Right.
Yeah, but see, it's easy to overcome it. It's just, see, it's not just one thing, Brother Earl, that, you know, we talk about suppression. It's like all these things, man. It's all of them, like purging you off the voter roll. You know, if you haven't voted in the last two national elections, they could just take you off the registration roll.
And you don't realize
it. And you don't even know
it. Even when you go out, you show up to vote, and you find out you're not even on the roll.
Right.
And now, what does that do for somebody? Because it's last minute, and a chance to even get back. And that's it. The frustration is what you're looking for.
You know what happens.
Right.
They don't come back. They,
yeah,
say, man, forget this. I'm not even going to be bothered.
So let's talk about the website, man. You can go on the website.
Yeah, you can go on the website and find all kind of information with our website.
What's the website address?
www.soulstothepolls.wisconsin.org. www.soulstothepolls.wisconsin.org. And that Wisconsin is WI. You know, that's the Wisconsin part. But you can go there. If you need a ride, you go there. If you need information, you go there.
So, see, so is that only for Milwaukee?
Well, no, man. I mean,
the website.
The website is for Wisconsin. We're no longer Souls to the Polls MKE.
Right.
Now we're Souls to the Polls Wisconsin. And I'm going to tell you why we had to do that, because when we went to other places, people treated us like outsiders. But no, I'm a Wisconsinite too.
Right.
You know, so we changed from Souls to the Polls MKE to Souls to the Polls Wisconsin. Now our Souls to the Polls organization is Appleton, Green Bay. Of course, you got Racine, Kenosha, Beloit, you know, Waukesha, all these areas around here. But the hub is Milwaukee. This is where most of the votes come. You know, if you want to win an election here, a statewide election here, you gotta work in Milwaukee.
You know, man, the fact that prior to Souls to the Polls, this was just not possible for people. The information that is needed and necessary, there was basically no place you could. You're talking about now a one-stop shop.
Right. That's who we are now. People depend on us for making plans to vote. And that's important, man. So not only do we do these rides on voting day, and we do rides on the early voting election days, too. We're going to be doing rides on that Sunday, October 30th, when we, you know, what we call the Midtown Meetup. You know, we're going to be the Midtown Meetup. We're going to Midtown to vote on that Sunday. So, you know, rides are important, and we do rides. That's probably how we really got really strong, Earl, is when we started giving people rides.
So let me ask you, across this issue is impacting people across the nation. They just didn't bring this assault on voters in the state of Wisconsin. They're doing this across the nation. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is nationwide. And that's why I say, man, if Wisconsin falls, it's going to be a domino effect. I mean, the pressure's on. But you know what? You know, people don't ever ask our community who they're going to vote for,
right?
Because they don't think we're going to vote. And, you know, for the most part, they probably are correct. But when we come out and do what we're doing now, like let people know there's going to be a vote, like push them to understand their power, things change. They changed in 2018 for that governor's race. They said that the governor couldn't be beat.
I know.
That's what they said.
Scott Walker. Then
yeah.
Scott Walker.
And then this last presidential race, man, they thought this state was going to be red, not purple, but red. But then people in Milwaukee came out. But Earl, I'm going to tell you something. Not nearly enough of them came out. But just think, if you don't do any work, what would happen?
Let's do this. Let's bring Tom from L.A. Into the discussion. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? What's the weather like in L.A. this morning?
It's beautiful this morning. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that, ultimately. And I would just say to all those people that can hear me in Milwaukee, please, Milwaukee, you hear all the disparaging comments that a lot of people will call in and say negative things about Milwaukee. This is where you show your power. You register, you vote. This is where you show the power and take back that power. And you know what? The reason why Milwaukee doesn't have some of that money is because the Republican legislatures haven't shown up for work since last March.
We got
the money. It's sitting there, but there's no money going anywhere because they don't work. They're lazy, and they think they can just not show up to work, I guess. I know we can't do that, but apparently the Republican Republican legislatures think that that's what they can do. Not you Republican people out there, but the legislatures that you actually hire for the job don't show up for work. I don't know how you feel about that, but thank you, sir, for doing what you do. And also, I would just recommend maybe if someone can get a hold of Tom Morello, or if they can get a hold of Justin Vernon, or you're looking for someone. I'm sure Connor probably knows some local celebrities also that are very, very big that can get to your event. To bring more people in. Like I said, anything that we can do here, we're all for it. I'm a past Wisconsinite. I wish there was a way I could actually drive to in Milwaukee to get all these people to the polls by getting a big van and doing
well. Tom, that's the major part of what Souls to the Polls does. Is across the state, it's probably right.
Yeah,
that they can get people to the polls. Tom, thank you very much for the call. So Pastor Lewis, you got a hotline.
Yeah,
let's talk about a hotline.
Hotline, man. Starting Friday, we have a hotline for scheduling a ride to the polls, man. And that number is 414-742-1060. That's 414-742-1060. That hotline is for scheduling a ride to the polls.
You know, that's something I'll be as we move closer and closer. This is like information that I'll be getting out, during my show on up and to election time, because it is that important. If it wasn't that important, the people wouldn't work so hard for you not to get.
Yeah, it's right. See, that's the argument right there. That's the logical argument that you just expressed. If it wasn't, if your vote didn't count, why are people trying to make sure you don't vote?
Yeah, we understand why it is, and you just realize the resources for your city. I mentioned to people the other day, man, 40 years it's going to take in the city of Milwaukee before we can get the streetlights working and fixed. There's no money for it. So how can you say 40 years? Because there are no resources for that. So my point is, you got to vote.
Yeah.
In order to get streetlights on, you've got to vote to make sure there are resources that come from the state, the resources that we send to the state,
Earl,
that we get our share back.
Absolutely.
Because there's no reason whatsoever that we can't get the streetlights on in the number one city in the state of Wisconsin unless there's a plan.
So do you feel like you're like crying out in the wilderness? Because you've been talking about this stuff.
Yeah, man.
You know, people just don't realize what's happening around them, brother.
No, they don't. But that's why we've got to do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, no other place. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Going to do one more segment with the Good Doing Pastor. We'll be right back. Hey. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, Pastor Greg Lewis, who's the executive director of Souls to the Polls. He's the executive director of Power to the Polls, founder and president of Pastors United. You know, every day, Monday through Friday, I'm in here on these airways, and many of you call here, and you know the importance of this election. You know the importance of the vote. You know how I know? Because you call here every day and talk about it. And you always, all across the state, many of you know that we have to get people out to vote. The only way we're going to change the dynamic of what's taking place in your towns, in your cities across this state, is through the vote. And so as many of you that call here constantly talking about that, it's why we've got Pastor Lewis on, and he'll be joining us again and again and again as we approach the 2022 election. But Pastor Lewis, you wanted to talk a little bit. You know, you hear people talking constantly about the fact that, you know, people in the city of Milwaukee aren't voting, but you say that somewhere along the way, we've lost progressive votes.
Yeah, we've lost progressive voters. They have not come back to vote since 2012, man. It's over about 200,000 of them, Brother Earl. 200,000 of them who have left the voting process, and they need to come back right now. So when we talk Souls to the Polls, we're not just talking about black and brown and yellow and red folks, man. We're talking about our white brothers and sisters too, who need to push themselves to get back to the polls. We need to get those souls back to the polls also. So let's not get this twisted. This is not a closed agenda. This is an open agenda to all those who believe in righteousness and truth, all those who believe in it. We need to work together, because I always say the biggest, the elephant in the room for our politics is the truth. You know, we can't continue to let folks who will burn up anything, destroy anything, just to keep power, to stay in power. We can't do that, because we have to have some truth in our nation, in our cities, in our governments. We have to have some truth so that we can be stronger, making sure that all of us have an opportunity to develop as citizens in a country that's the greatest country in the world.
So let's talk again about the website.
Yes, sir.
Information.
Yeah, if you want to help out in any kind of way or get information, you need to go to www.soulstothepolls.wisconsin.org. You need to go there, and you can get all information about voting. And I'm going to say it one more time, www.soulstothepolls.wisconsin.org. All things voting, you can get that information there. As a matter of fact, people depend on us for all the voting information now, Earl. And it's quite an honor, but it's quite a responsibility also. And then the other thing is, starting Friday, we have a hotline for scheduling a ride to the polls and scheduling volunteers. And that's 414-742-1060. 414-742-1060. And the one thing I really want to mention is for us to really show our power on October 30th, we need you to come out to the Midtown Meetup. And that's at Midtown Shopping Center in Milwaukee, 57th and Capitol, for the Midtown Meetup. And that's going to be October 30th from 10 to 3 p.m. We're going to try to make a spectacle, and hopefully we get Brother Earl to come out and help us do
stuff. Well, you already know, man. Anybody who knows me knows all the person has to do is ask, and I'll be there.
Yes, sir.
So I'll be joining you. No question at all about it. Let me, for people from different parts of the state, Pastor Lewis, who may need a ride, is it the same number?
Yeah, call that number, man. So we got to try to arrange this in a way that we can help folks that we're working in those towns. Because, right, man, we're up in Green Bay. Man, we're in Appleton. And we got to try to arrange for these things to occur in these spaces. And, of course, you know, Beloit, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, those spaces are certainly where we want to make sure that people understand they can get a ride.
You know, it is a yeoman's work to try to make this happen, but it can happen if everybody collectively.
It has happened.
Right.
I told you, well, 18, they said that governor couldn't be beat.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mean, it's kind of unimaginable that Joe Biden was going to defeat, you know, Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, and it wouldn't have happened if people didn't. There would have never been a black president of the United States if people hadn't organized and came out.
That's
and vote.
Right.
There would never be changes to to what happens in this society that we all as citizens need to have to make our lives better if people didn't vote. Voting is, to be quite frank with you, essential. It's an essential part of the fabric of this nation.
Really.
And you know, again, if it wasn't, then why have they worked so diligently to
make
to change
sure you don't vote? And you know what? I don't know if people know it, but Earl, you've been our partner for a long time. You know, you always, you know, we know we can call on you to help us get these people out to vote. And I want to thank you for that. Before I say another word, thank you so much for the work that you
do. Man, but thank you guys. Listen, this is the beginning of a stretch run that we're going to be doing here on the airways that Souls to the Polls the next 30 days.
So, amen.
This is, I'll see you soon.
Man, God bless you.
All right, likewise. Got to go. We'll be back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.